every one of us have seen someone driving next to us, you know, with a phone at their ear or trying to text or having done something incredibly stupid in terms of their distraction. So it's, I think it scares, universally it scares folks.
Well, that's my guest, Dan Ross, this morning. His company, Eyes Up, I-Z-U-P, as in, well, the opposite of eyes down while you're driving, looking at your cell phone. He's my guest on today's show with his business partner, Bill Elfers. I met Dan in Cambridge, Massachusetts, earlier this month. We were both there for a financial conference, Angel Capital Association's annual summit, right smack in the middle of MIT, and met Dan at a all-day event in a incubator space right across the street from the hotel called the CIC. Great place for young startup companies to aggregate together, share common expenses. Well, that's today's show. And you're listening to CDM Cyclist, and I'm your host, Frank. Thanks so much for coming back and joining me again. Well, scary, huh? Scary seeing somebody driving down the road. It's more than scary, it's dangerous, huh? Plus, I have the added flinch factor of having a 15-year-old at home who's just learning how to drive. And of course, his droid phone is his pride and joy. It's a tremendous sense of distraction for anybody, not just 15-year-olds. How do you stop that? Is there a market there? Does it work for the iPhone? All these questions we'll get into with Dan and Bill in just a few minutes. But first, let's say thank you to my sponsor. That's BikeTiresDirect.com. Of course, tires, apparel, gear, everything you need to equip your bike safely. Check them out, please. BikeTiresDirect.com. Well, back in Cambridge, I had a choice. There were so many different companies presenting. I didn't know what track to pick, they called it. So I signed up for the mobile phone track and went to the first session, and that's where I met Dan. Let's listen.
Bill, would you state your name and...
Well, my full name you want? William R. Elfers or Bill Elfers?
I'll go with Bill.
Okay, Bill. Bill Elfers.
Can slide just a little closer for me, Bill.
I know. We got a bunch of wires.
You tangled in a network of wires there. And Dan.
I'm Dan Ross.
I just sent through a presentation that you made. We're here in Boston. It's called the Technology Showcase. You were up front talking about your company. Give me the elevator pitch, please.
Frank, we block cell phone usage while you're driving, and that's to protect teenagers and adults from killing themselves or harming themselves or others by being distracted, texting, talking, using social media while they're driving. So our job is to take away that temptation and allow them to drive safely.
Now, I did not know what I was walking into. I signed up arbitrarily for the mobile phone track. The minute you started to talk, I sat up straight in my chair for a couple of reasons. I'm a cyclist, enthusiast. We worry about getting hit by distracted drivers. Plus, I have a 15-year-old at home who's just learning how to drive. So I qualify as somebody of interest, huh?
Absolutely. There are over 4 million new 16-year-olds every year getting their licenses. So a very large audience being concerned, and being a parent myself, absolutely the most important issue is that they drive safely.
Describe, please, what stage you are as a startup company.
We've actually just gotten our B round invested, and so we're funded by angels, about $7 million that's been funded by angels. And we are a company that now has a product. It's running. We have a management team in place that's a very seasoned management team. We're up on a number of app stores, so there's accessibility to the product in the marketplace. And we've been essentially establishing ourselves over the past year as a market leader, being a member of the Distracted Driving Society of America, being a chosen by a number of award magazines, you know, saying that we're the best in the marketplace, and having probably the most luck so far in terms of the widest availability. Our feeling is that if you're going to be safe, you should be safe whether you have an Android or a BlackBerry or a Microsoft, you know, and any kind of handset and any operating system and any carrier.
And Bill, you're representing the investor team?
Well, I'm representing the investor team as chairman of the board, but I was an early investor in the company 2 years ago. and helped launch the initial formal round for the company in January and February of 2009.
And right now, did I understand correctly, there's like a two-prong emphasis, one on fleet sales and the other on consumer?
Well, there may be, yes, there are two prongs. But I think Dan framed it, and if I'm going to try and repeat a little bit what he said, our primary focus right now is on fleets as assisted and insurance companies secondarily. We do have, there's a consumer element clearly to our product, because as not only is the public interested in that, but in order to be the market leader, I think you have to have the interest of the media and consumers. And like you, Frank, you know, I have a 15-year-old. My oldest daughter is 15.
My sympathies.
Yes. I have another one who's 12, and between the combination, I need a little sympathy right now. So when I first came across this product, concept from a former colleague, I thought there would be a very large market for this, but I didn't know how long it would take. I still think it'll take, you know, several years, but I do believe that we're going to be at a point several years from now where the ability to drive and call will be limited in a variety of ways, including, and this way I believe is preferable due to the simplicity and the technology that we have. And that methods that are only halfway measures, you know, do not work. It's sort of like whether you're going to be halfway buckled into your seatbelt or you're going to be only moderately drunk. You know, those ways are not safe ways to drive. And the only real safe way to drive with a cell phone is really to have the cell phone off or not functioning. Although I think you do have to allow for emergency use by either family members or for yourself in real emergencies, which we do.
Now, I've heard statistics lately, Dan, that traffic fatalities across the country are the lowest they've been in several decades right now. Does that reduce the urgency for what you're proposing, or does it bring more attention?
Actually, it brings more attention. The numbers are 56,000 people died in the early 70s on our roads, and today it's 31,000 people. So there has been a dramatic drop, which is tremendous. But that means the percent of people that are now dying because of distracted driving and the phone usage is just so much higher. It's becoming the hot issue. Ralph De La Vega, who is the CEO of AT&T Mobile, just said at the CTIA conference a few weeks ago in Orlando that there's been an 8,000% increase in the last year or so of texting in terms of use on the spectrum for telcos. And so if you translate that to usage in the car, it's tremendous and dramatic. So the good news is, the great news is the numbers are coming down. The bad news is where they're growing very, very rapidly is the use of the phone while driving.
Now, you just made a 45-minute presentation. Your audience had no trouble understanding the problem you were describing, did they?
Not at all. It's one of those things that I think you embrace very quickly, whether you're a parent or whether you're a professional. The notion, every one of us have seen someone driving next to us, you know, with a phone at their ear or trying to text or having done something incredibly stupid in terms of their distraction. So I think it scares folks.
It's fleet operators that you're targeting first for the market?
Yes, the priority is fleet, and the reason are lawsuits. There have been a dramatic increase in the number of lawsuits recently, and in the tens of millions of dollars of employers 100% of the time losing those lawsuits if an employee has hurt somebody or hit somebody texting or talking while driving.
And it's easy to predict there's no mitigation in the future. That's only going to get worse?
Dramatically worse, unfortunately, because there's additional distractions in the automobile industry that's coming up, including providing sort of infotainment on the dashboard.
You started talking about that, the audience. You could hear people groaning. What is Ford's product called?
It's called Sync, Ford Sync. And basically you can tweet to your steering column. And the question I ask is, do you really need to hear tweets while you're driving?
Do you want your kids distracted like that?
Absolutely not. BMW is doing emails from BlackBerries to the GPS. Your eye goes off the road to read your GPS. Hyundai, I think, is the craziest one, frankly, which is allowing YouTube now to be playing on your dashboard while you're driving.
You remember what I said, if you combine that with a camera, a front-end camera, you could capture the accident and upload it to YouTube as well, right? One of the challenges you face, perhaps in the consumer market, is really increasing sensitivity to this whole subject, bringing responsibility to the consumers and their kids on that, right? It's an awareness issue as much as anything.
There's really two pieces. One is awareness that it's an issue. About 85-90% of teenagers now say that they know it's a dangerous thing to do. The problem is 90% of those say they do it anyway, you know, because we're invincible. So there's a challenge there. The second piece we've found is that any kind of awareness that there is a solution that exists to take away the temptation to drive, including Eyes Up, which is our product, there's less than 10% of the population in the U.S. is aware that there's anything out there. So that ends up being as big an issue as being aware that there is the problem.
Now, Dan, is this your first startup? Are you a rookie at this early stage stuff? I know the answer to this, but
every startup is a first startup, right? They're all absolutely new and fresh challenges. No, this is actually the fourth startup, actually the fifth startup that I've now done. And if you like Open Market, you might have heard of before. It became a $5.5 billion market cap within 3 years, $100 million in revenue. The last company I just sold to Francisco Partners for about $100 million was a Chinese offshore company. That was about 2 years ago. So this is my fifth startup experience and loving every minute of it.
And Bill, Dan spent a moment, I thought, well, time to early on in the presentation, talking about his board of advisors and other investors. What are some of the names that jump out at you on there?
Well, the names, first of all, Dan referred to the fact that one of my new directors is Jerry Bird of Mass Technology Development Corp. So we now have the state-sponsored technology fund as an investor in our fund. So in terms of board members, Jerry and I are both directors and representing, in my case, my money, and Jerry's the state money. But we also have had the benefit of having Leo Hendry was the first angel investor, and Leo Hendry has a tremendous background in media and technology at AT&T and has a major media fund in New York. You know, we are fortunate to have, through some of our early founders, we have contacts to two former senators, Senator Tom Daschle and Bob Kerry, and they are advisors to us and very helpful in terms of the government contacts and some of the insurance agencies that we deal with. We have a number of others. We have Faye Vincent, the former commissioner of baseball, who also was vice chair of Coca-Cola, and several other very prominent financial investors. But I don't want to give a laundry list at this point.
Sure. But it's impressive nonetheless. Dan, towards the end, you were asked with a background, a number of exits that you've enjoyed in your career. Why are you bothering to do this now?
It's a very important question. It's one of those rare opportunities at someone in my point in my career to both be involved in something that has a social impact and an important social impact, and the chance to help continue to the thrill of making money for my investors and myself and the team. I spent the last 15 years doing a lot of work with inner city kids, lecturing to kids on entrepreneurship and other things regarding welfare, and the opportunity to come to a situation where I can impact their lives in a positive way and yet also make significant dollars for the investors, I think is a unique combination and a unique opportunity for someone that's been at this for 30 years or so.
Well, thanks very much, gentlemen, for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank, it's a real pleasure. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, we're back in the studio, and once again, let's say thank you to BikeTiresDirect.com. Well, it's more than just scary, isn't it? When you're a cyclist on the road, one of the great dangers today is distracted drivers pushing those 3-ton automobiles around with just a push of a button, press of their toe. I think there's a lot more awareness. We hinted at that in the interview, making drivers more aware of the distractions while they drive. Anyway, well, I wish Dan good luck with his venture. The world could certainly use a tool to reduce distractions in the cockpit. Ford, Hyundai, others. I think you're going to be doing an about-face. You'd be subject of lawsuits with some of these entertainment systems in the cockpit. Huh? Well, we're winding up here and appreciate you joining me once again. Got a couple of things on the website noteworthy. I'm doing a bike ride with several of my friends on the Bike Safety Committee here in Newport Beach on Sunday, May 15th at 8 a.m. at the Oasis Senior Center. It's at the corner of Narcissus and 5th Streets here in Corona del Mar. A nice, easy family fun ride at 8 a.m., very little traffic on a Sunday morning. And I know a lovely route. The road has sharrows indicating share the road. We'll go down to Balboa Island, take the Balboa Island ferry over to the peninsula. Really, it's a lovely experience on an early, likely to be beautiful morning, May 15th. Come to the website, cdmcyclist.com, where I have a post about it. I also have links to the brand new bike, newportbeach.org, which is dedicated to things like rides and things like that. And also, I've got a bike safety committee meeting Monday, May 2nd. Come to the website. I'll have all the details exactly where it is. It's at 4 o'clock, or is it 4:30? I'll have all those details on the website. Well, until next time, thanks so much for listening, and good night.